All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Houston Rockets Daily. My name is Jackson. I post daily Rockets content, so be sure to hit that like button, that sub button for more. We got Let's Talk Rockets episode number 45 because it's Tuesday, October 24th, and that means Houston Rockets basketball tomorrow at Orlando Magic. We're live here in sunny Southwest Florida. We're going to be doing these. We're back. You know, we're back. Houston Rockets Daily. The Daily is back. It was a crazy-ass summer. We can maybe dive into that at the end of the show, but it really doesn't matter. Friendly reminder, obviously, we're doing a preview. We're doing predictions. It's been a long time, man. It's been way too long since we did this. That basketball offseason gets quite slow, doesn't it? But I was looking. I waited way too long. Actually, before we get into that, these are on streaming sites, Spotify and Apple Podcast. If you are listening on either one of those and you enjoy it and you wouldn't mind throwing this a rating, I mean, preferably a five-star rating, but throw it a rating, as that's how we, you know, we don't promote this podcast anywhere. So that's how we grow, I think. I don't know. We're playing it by ear. We're piping it. All week, man, I've been looking, flights, hotels, tickets. I was close to doing it, and I still kind of am a little bit close to making it on down to Houston for that home opener. I think I just waited. It's also a huge game. I mean, people are it's like $80. It's like $60 for a nosebleed ticket, and I figured, you know what, let's just wait like a couple of weeks and then we can figure out which Houston Rockets game we want to go to. Shout out to all my Texans fans in the chat as well. Sorry about that. So, yeah, we're going to preview and we're going to predict in today's show. But as always, if you pull up in here, you want to talk Rockets, you know, this is an open forum for anyone and everyone. Usually we have some tweets and stuff to throw up on the top, but we don't. We're just going to freeball. We're going to spitball it. So Rockets last season, 22-60, the 27th offensive rating, 29th defensive rating. You bring on in Freddie Double V, mainly Ime Udoka. You bring in a new head coach. You bring in Ime Udoka, and along with it, Dylan Brooks, Fred Van Vliet. You bring in guys like Jacques Landale. You bring in guys like, I mean, even Aaron Holiday. You bring in recent addition Reggie Bullock. A lot of new faces over on the Houston Rockets. So the win total currently is set at 31.5. Now, it's set at 31.5. I've been going back and forth with this all day because on my NBA show, or actually now it's called Beyond the Backboard, on our show today, we were talking about, you know, we're trying to predict who's the worst team in the NBA, and I certainly would not go with the Houston Rockets, even if they were injured. I don't think that would happen. Personally, I'm going Detroit. Sorry, Detroit fans. I think it's going to be the Detroit Pistons. But it got me pondering over, you know, what's that Houston Rockets record going to be? You know, are they going to be in contention for the play-in? I really hope and I really think so. But what's that going to look like? You know, is it going to be, we're in 7-10. I mean, that West, man, the West is deep. We're going to be between 7-10, or are we going to hover around 12th and 13th? And you just see the flashes. You see the glimpses. You've got the hope. We'll talk about that later. I've only got a couple of stuff jotted down here. First off, the Rockets finished in preseason second in defensive efficiency. So obviously defense, you're bringing Ime Udoka. You know, we want to establish a culture, and we want it to be defensive integrated. That's why you went out there and you paid Dylan Brooks a fat little baggie. That's why you went out there and you tried to pay Brooke Lopez a fat little bag. You know, you draft these guys like Jabari Smith Jr. and Tari Eason after you get, you know, Elpen Şengün, Jalen Green, kind of your scorers. So we want to see the culture, because with Steven Silas, you know, last year we tried to establish. Now, I remember sitting back here on the mic 1 year ago and saying, like, all right, young and gone, right? Like, just, we're a young team and we're going to gun it and we're just going to freaking run. We're going to run. Maybe it's going to be good. Maybe it's not. We're probably not going to be good at defense, but we're going to score a shit ton of points. Not necessarily what happened, right? Steven Silas is like, you know, that's not the word here. So good habits, first and foremost. Play together as a unit. That's big with Ime Udoka. We want to play as a team. And then, you know, obviously you have the defensive effort, which I feel like should go without saying, but you know, the 29th defensive rating, I guess it does. So what I want, my three keys here, man, we got it right here. Be aggressive, don't play scared, and gas pedal. All right. So let's dive into it. What's up, Dreaded? Where you been? Rockets fan, missed you. Appreciate you, man. It was a crazy ass summer. We lost, you know, my golf company, you know, just chaos going on over there. Had to adjust to going full time YouTube and started covering football just full time. We hit 50K like last week, so it's been very fun. But I mean, there's football is like a lot of shit's going on. I've missed basketball. I've missed Rockets basketball a lot. I will say, you know, I waited until today. I was going to do this yesterday, but then I figured, you know, we're trying to do these pretty much every day. Like, you know, there's not really going to be a difference between yesterday and today. So we're starting that now. Preseason to me, man, it doesn't really offer me too much. It's nice to see my boys like Amen Thompson play basketball because of the summer league injury. It's nice to see Cam Whitmore play. You know, obviously it's cool to see like Dylan Brooks and Fred and, you know, all these new faces, all these newcomers coming onto the roster. You know, kind of seeing, you know, Shangoon, Jabari, Jalen, also like body composition. Like, how are these guys looking? Shangoon's in bigger shape. Guys are getting bigger. Guys are bulking up. It's cool to see that. But like, you know, as far as preseason's considered for me, yeah, I really don't think it's much of an in any sport, to be honest with you. I don't think it's much of an indication of how that regular season's going to go. I mean, there are teams, I think like the 0-16 Detroit Lions of, you know, whenever it was like 10 years old, 12 years old, whatever. I think they went 4-0 in preseason. Or maybe that was the Browns. Whatever. Doesn't matter. So 31.5. I struggle with coming up with a win prediction for the Houston Rockets just because, you know, Fred comes in. Like, Ime's the biggest addition of the Houston Rockets, man. We've dealt with Steven Silas for 3 years. You know, obviously we all, you know, I'm sure the dude's a cool guy. I'm sure he's the chill. Internet here, apparently. But Ime Udoka is the biggest. Oof, why we got one bar of Wi-Fi, man? All right. Fred and Dylan themselves, you know, the question for me is, like, how many wins do those two players add in general, right? Fred and Dylan, mainly Fred and Dylan. We'll throw in, I mean, Cam Whitmore, I think, is more of a sprinkle. But then we'll also pepper in, obviously, we'll pepper in Amen Thompson, but, like, you know, Reggie Bullock, Jeff Green, you know, Jock Landale, Aaron Holiday, these are guys who I don't think they're going to wins above replacement, maybe one or two if we combine all of it. So, like, how many wins do Ime Udoka, Fred Double V, and Dylan Brooks themselves add to the 22 wins the Houston Rockets won last year? I'm going to go between 4 and 8. You know, I'm going to just go between 4 and 8. I'm leaning more towards 8. I think we would be a 30-win team. I think we probably would go, you know, 30-52 if Ime Udoka, Amen Thompson, Fred, Dylan Brooks, et cetera, with the Houston Rockets last season, because, you know, it's Jabari's rookie season. Jalen Green still trying to figure out how to be an efficient number one option on a team. Obviously, we had Kevin Porter Jr. as the starting point guard. He would be in the six-man role. I think we would win 30 games. So I look at that 31.5 win total. Obviously, there are a lot of things that are going to go into this. Assuming Freddie and Dylan, you know, get us on track, especially defensively, well, you know, I'm personally going with a Rockets win total between 33-38. You know, I don't have a set prediction off the top of my head. I guess I'll go with 35 wins. Now there are things that can happen that can just completely change that. Like, you know, one of these players, and that's the hope. If one of these players, man, turns into a superstar or looks like, you know, at least a rising star in this league, a good example, I saw this take on, just on like Bleacher Report or something like that. Jalen Green going 25 for 5, right? No matter what his shooting splits are or whatever, Jalen Green, 25 points, which isn't a huge uptick, right? He almost averaged 25 last season. And then to 5 assists, so, you know, like about an assist extra. It's not inconceivable. Like, I mean, that, you know, if I told you Jalen Green averaged 25 points and 5 assists, you'd maybe be like, oh, wow, cool, like, let's go. But it's, you know, it's not shocking. Maybe it's surprising, but it's not shocking. So, you know, Jalen Green, it's just going to come down to development, just to put it simply. You know, how much have these guys improved is really what it comes down to. If you guys watch this for a while, man, you know my thoughts on Alperen Şengün. I know he didn't have a great preseason, but once again, just to circle it back, man, it's preseason. I really don't think it's a great indication of honestly anything. Defensively, shape-wise, more bags to the tricks or tricks to the bag. I still am leaning towards Alperen Şengün this season as being, you know, the star breakout player on the Houston Rockets. I think our superstar is Amen Thompson. I mean, when you watch this dude play, man, I know we barely saw him in summer league. You know, if you watched him play in preseason, I mean, the dude's a walking highlight reel. I mean, he just is. And the best part about Amen, he plays defense too. You know, he's just a smart dude. You know, he's just a high IQ basketball player. He's just a high IQ kid in general for his age, especially. You know, it feels like he's almost, you know, he's super mature for his age. You know, it feels like he's kind of like, you know, this like 23, 24, couple year vet in the NBA. My thing with Amen Thompson, man, is if he plays the way I think he'll play, if he plays, I mean, especially if he's shooting, but I mean, honestly, man, if he just plays defense, I mean, he's going to see playing time. He's going to see playing time regardless. He was the fourth pick in the draft. But, you know, by the end of the season, Amen Thompson could be playing 30-plus a night or 30 minutes a night, putting up like, I mean, if like, for example, if we didn't have Freddie Double V, I would say Amen Thompson probably averages like 16, 4, and 7. You know, something like that. I think he's our superstar on the team. But Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green, those two specifically, their development is going to go a long way as far as our win total and just putting more wins on the board. I'm feeling very hopeful for Jalen Green, and I'm feeling very hopeful for Alperen Şengün. I really, really like our starting lineup. And I'm very excited for Jabari, man. I'm very excited for Jabari's long-term outlook in the NBA. All right, we got Dreaded here. What's your take on the Tari situation of him being out? I mean, it's unideal. You know, it certainly sucks, but he'll be back and he'll be all right. We're going to see, I mean, we're going to see Reggie and Jayshon Tate more in general. I think a lot of Rockets fans, you know, we're hoping that it's going to be Cam Whitmore seeing more playing time than Jeff Green. But I would say the Tari Eason replacement is definitely Jeff Green, as it, you know, should be. Jeff Green, still a super solid, valuable role player for opportunities like this. When a guy goes down and we need Uncle Jeff for 2 to 3 weeks to just be Uncle Jeff, right? Keep things on track, keep things afloat, do your thing, you savvy vet. So the good news is either way, I mean, we're going to see more Cam Whitmore. Cam Whitmore's best guess to best route to playing time is defense, you know, just defense, helping the team win, unselfishness. But at the same time, you know, as we saw in preseason, as we saw all summer league, you know, don't play scared, you know, be aggressive, do your thing, trust your instincts, lean into your instincts. People are concerned about it, you know, not right now, but like, you know, heading into the draft, shot selection and, you know, efficiency and whatever. I think by the end of the year, Cam Whitmore will have a somewhat cemented role on the Houston Rockets rotation. But the Tari situation certainly sucks. I mean, he's one hell of a defender. I mean, he really is. He had a really sneaky season last year. Rocket fans know this, but like across the league, you know, you'll play a dude like Tari Eason and you'll come back from that game, or you'll watch that game. If you're an opposing fan, you'll be like, who the hell is this dude? Like, I mean, that guy plays hard. Like, he plays super hard. Do you see Jabari potentially overtaking Jalen as the number one, judging by his recent performances? No shot. I don't think there's a shot. Jalen, Fred will be our top two leading scorers on offense in the starting five. And then you've got Dylan and Shangoon. There's a lot of mouths to feed on the roster in general, but especially the starting lineup. As far as Jabari, no, number one option, I don't think there's a shot that would happen this season. This dude's still 20 freaking years old. Now that 3-point percent is interesting. Jabari still put up 41%, 31% from downtown. Still put up 13 points and 7 rebounds. You know, a lot of great two-way ability. I love the switchability. He's got great switchability, but I love the versatility that we can have defensively. I really like when Jabari kind of defends as if he is, you know, the center on the floor. And obviously we'll see some rotations of that in general, but Jabari at the five, or I think I said four on accident a second ago, but Jabari playing five, you know, 6'11", long ass wingspan. I like having him there. I know Shangoon gets compared to Jokic a lot, but like the Aaron Gordon, I really think Jabari is our Aaron Gordon on our team. So, I mean, if Jabari like shot lights out, I mean, it's his second season. You know, if he shot how he did in college, you know, he'll put up like close to 15. But honestly, man, I don't really see his stats changing all that much. Hopefully we just see better efficiency. But I mean, 13-7 for a freaking rookie is crazy. But yeah, man, we got a lot of mouths to feed. You know, last year's third round pick. I can certainly see a world eventually where Jabari overtakes Jalen Green as number one, but I don't think it'll happen. And I don't think it'll happen this year, to be honest with you. Some recent, like, I really love the addition of Reggie Bullock. Also in the last couple of days, you know, in that Kevin Porter Jr. trade, you got JRE, Jeremiah Robinson Earl, and they cut him, you know, they cut him for Boban. I wouldn't have taken this route per se, maybe, like, but you know, with that being said, I was gonna say this is like a move 2 years ago that I think would be more Rockets move. I was gonna say last season, but then I'm thinking to myself, like, man, we still kind of needed direction, and I still think Boban offers that. Even though we only won 22 games last season, I remember going to the home opener last year and just seeing, you know, how involved Boban was on the off of the court, on the sidelines, you know, timeouts, et cetera, et cetera. But I do think it was in their best interest to cut JRE and keep a player like Boban on the team. You know, JRE most likely wasn't going to play in general unless, you know, Shangoon was banged up and Landale looks terrible. He didn't have too much of a path to playing time in general. So I wish JRE the best of luck because, you know, I still think there's something there. I remember the end of his rookie season, he was a fantasy monster in the last like month in fantasy playoffs. What's up, Thomas Perry? Hope you're doing good, man. Nice to see you here. But yeah, I think this was move, you know, it reminds me of like Justin Patton. Like, you know, this was a move post James Harden trade that I think would benefit Houston, but not at this point, man. We're trying to you know, establish that culture and good habits and play together and all that stuff. And I think Boban was the better route there. Will Oladipo play? What's up, Pedro? I think Oladipo was confirmed out for the entire season. So he'll never play a game for the Houston Rockets, I would say, ever. But I guess never say never. They're certainly going to look to trade him at some point, sooner rather than later. They could hold on to him all season. Doesn't matter due to his contract. But It's something we talked about on the show a couple of days or last week or whatever, some players to potentially target in that Victor Oladipo trade, because his contract's a little under $10 million. If you guys remember, like, you saw the Malcolm Brogdons, the Talen Horton Tuckers, Alec Burks, I think they were more interested in Talen a while ago. I would actually love Malcolm Brogdon on this team. I think Malcolm Brogdon would be kind of the perfect Kevin Porter Jr. replacement, but I think his contract is, let me fact check it. We were just talking about this, but I think Malcolm Brogdon will not be on the Houston Rockets. Jeez, man, I'm so untechnology savvy. Who are we even looking up? Malcolm Brogdon's contract. Two-year, 45 millis on a final year. Oh, no, he's on a contract next 2 years, 22 and a half. Yeah, we'd have to there would have to be somebody else in that trade. So I think Alec Burks was the most logical in all facets. And a guy like Alec Burks, I don't really know if he's going to offer me enough. I really liked the addition of Reggie Bullock. I'm not expecting, honestly, anything I'm not expecting anything from Aaron Holiday. But, yeah, losing Kevin as a ball handler certainly sucks. I just feel like with Alec Burks especially, it's like every single season, you know, you've got, like, your New York Knicks, you've got your Dallas Mavericks, you've got these teams that, you know, go out there and get an Alec Burks, or, you know, he pops up at the trade deadline or whatever, and then he ends up getting DNPs every single game, except for like a couple, you know, maybe 1 week of a month when some players are banged up and he pops on in, and it's like, oh, I kind of forgot they had Alec Burks. So we'll wait and see with Oladipo. I don't think they're necessarily itching to figure that out ASAP. I think we want to go into the regular season with a little bit of an idea of how we're looking. How are things moving? What's our weaknesses? What are some things we can add on? What are our strengths, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Boban's going to be the Wemby stopper. I'm excited to play Wemby, man. I should have driven up to Orlando tomorrow and gone to that Rockets game. I've always wanted to drive up to Orlando and catch a game. It's like 3 hours, though. Do you think they'll run the two-guard lineup with Freddie and Thompson similar to Lowry and Fred in Toronto? 100%. You know, Amen Thompson's a guy where, you know, he's not going to start this season unless somebody gets injured, because, I mean, we're just too loaded. You know, that's why you got Dylan. That's why you got Freddie. And then, obviously, Jalen's not coming off the bench. Do you guys remember when there were people saying Kevin Porter Jr. could possibly win the camp battle over Jalen Green and in camp and be the starter and have Jalen come off of the bench? That was foolish. 100% though. I think Amen Thompson, man, I think honestly, like, he's one of those guys where I think he's just going to kill it. You know, I think he's going to do too good. He's going to do too much to not play him a lot. I think we're going to see 25, and I think by the end of the season we'll be seeing 30. But Amen's a guy, man, you could throw in with any single lineup, and he'll make it work, and they'll figure it out. So I'm super excited, man. I think Amen Thompson, to be honest with you, I think every rookie outside of Victor Wembanyama has been overshadowed because of Victor Wembanyama, and especially the way Vic looks in preseason. It's like, oh, shit. All of his haters were like, damn, he like was worth the hype. And so now you're kind of already, I saw it with Scoot Henderson. We're seeing it with Scoot Henderson already. Like, you know, people are acting like these guys aren't even going to sniff Vic's chalk strap, which, you know, maybe in the grand scheme of things is going to be the case if Vic's, you know, several time freaking, all-star or champion and, you know, ends up making the Hall of Fame, whatever. But like Scoot Henderson, Brandon Miller, the Thompson twins, I just saw a tweet yesterday and it was like the top five picks, and it was like, this could be generational. You know, this could be a generational draft. I was like, that shit, dude. That's what we were saying at the draft. Like, this is this is pretty damn good. Amen Thompson being on the Houston Rockets right now, man. I hyped this dude up the second he got picked from Houston because I was enamored, man. I was fully, and I fully am enamored by him. I really thought that, you know, he should have gone three. You know, I really thought he was going to go three. And we were going to not be stuck with Brandon Miller. But, you know, I think a guy like Amen Thompson's got way higher of a ceiling than Brandon Miller. I think Brandon Miller would be a perfectly fine basketball player as well. Small ball lineup with Fred, JG 4, Amen at 3, Tari at 4, Jabari at 5. It's going to be such a fun season. I mean, it's going to be just such a fun season. And, you know, these wins are going to come, man. The wins are going to come. Hopefully it – like, honestly, like, we were talking about this in the, you know, in my Discord the other day. Like, what's, you know, the record after 10 games? It's a little bit of a difficult first 10 stretch. The whole schedule is going to be difficult because you're in the freaking Western Conference. But – you know, 4-6 is something I would take. I think that was my prediction. Rockets start 4-6. That is certainly something I'll take. I just want to honestly, like, let me know what you guys are thinking. If the Rockets hovered around 500 the entire season, that's a huge success. Absolutely huge success. Obviously, with the win total being set at 31.5 and you hover around 500, that's way better than anticipated, according to, I think this was like DraftKings or whatever. But, dude, just watching it's going to be fun, man. Watching Rockets games last season was super fun. Obviously, there was dysfunctionality, but we saw all of the flashes. We saw plenty of flashes. So it's just going to be such a fun season, man. Raps and Rockets. We got a loaded cast tonight, man. We got on deck tonight. We got Game 7, Diamondbacks, Phillies. We've got, you know, Lakers, Nuggets. Followed it up by Suns Warriors. And more importantly, guys, mark your calendars, hop on your TV, hit that DVR and hit record. Folks, we got Blackhawks hockey on ESPN tonight at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, as you can see by that Michael Jordan 45 jersey behind here. And as you guys know, man, I just can't wait. Connor Bedard, baby. And then tomorrow, man, we got Rockets basketball and then every other team in the NBA freaking plays. And I can't wait. Yeah. And then obviously, as Pedro says, Astros Rangers game 8 tonight. Very unideal for my Houston Astros sports fans. I could not believe when I got home last night and I turn on the TV and it's like the top of the 8th and they're down like 10-2 or 8-2. I'm like, oh, shit, dude. I can't believe that that just happened. Feel for my Astros fans. But my Cubbies, man, they broke my heart. So. I think we might lose to the Magic, but best the Warriors, beat the Warriors. Shit, dude, that would work for me. I really want to just start the season off with a win. You know, it's not like make or break in an 82 game schedule, but for sure, man, I want to get the season started with a win. I think it would be big for momentum. I think it would be big for morale and confidence. I want to see a win. Yeah, I actually just want to see a win. When was the last time the Rockets won the first game of the season? Did we win again? We didn't win. We didn't beat Memphis last year, but that was the home opener. Didn't we like really struggle to win games right out of the gate? I'm thinking to myself, when was the last time we won the first game of the opening game of the season? It was probably the last Harden season, right? Got to spank Zero's Magic. I was watching the 2015 Thunder Magic game yesterday, the double overtime where, you know, Russ hits a half quarter in regulation and that, what is it, Depot hits the shot in overtime and you know, all that. I sent a joke to Ciro and he didn't notice Kevin Durant's face, I guess, on OKC, but I question his devotion to the Orlando Magic, but it's all good. When you're from the area, it counts, especially. So we're just playing. Point fumble. Yeah, we got to beat the Magic, man. The Magic are a cool team. Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, whatever. Come on, man. We got to beat the Magic. They're not even if their roster is like that much better on paper, which I'm pretty sure if you handed me two pieces of paper and one was the Magic roster and one was the Rockets roster, I don't think it would be that freaking big of a deal. I want that win. I want that win. But guys, that's it for this afternoon. I'm going to start posting videos again. I got to get some clips going. As the regular season progresses, we'll be able to throw new and new clips in there. So stay tuned for that. But you know, we're going to try to do this week daily, Monday to Friday. But obviously, there are going to be slow weeks and busy weeks, busy time. So that's it for today, man. Once again, this is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on one of those, you wouldn't mind throwing a 5-star or just a rating in general, help us move up the chains here. I think we're getting close to 200 career listens on that. So, yeah, we're back, baby. Rockets basketball's back. Basketball's back. We're just back. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you tomorrow. Peace, Pedro. Peace, Thomas. Appreciate y'all pulling up.